there, the people in the Middle East and the violence with Israel and Hamas over the Gaza Strip. And God's will is going to be done in these cases. God is going to get all the glory, and we're going to cast our cares on him as we continue to pray for people. Hey, listen, go ahead, stick and stay. Coming up, we've got Pleasant Green Baptist Church and much more music just ahead. I want to give you the Bible Jeopardy clue one more time. This is from the category New Testament. What was John told not to write down in his vision of Revelation? Was it what an angel said? Is it an inscription he saw? Could it be what the thunder spoke? Or maybe it's the number of the beast. Revelation 10 and 4 has the answer. Call me when you get it. 318-484-2500. We'll be right back after this.
The unstoppable weight, unstoppable weight.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
I'm not saying that you're not going to cry, because I had a rough 48 hours. But after the 48th hour, I begin to anoint my heart with the Word. And the Word had been able to strengthen me through the prayers of the saints. It all worked together for good. For them that I got some Bible readers in the house that love the Lord according to his. Come go with me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes. So as you live your life with your parents, love them unconditionally. Treat them like they're a queen.
Amen.
I couldn't pass by the restaurant. I stopped by the restaurant the other day, and the lady said, "You're not ordering as much as you used to order." I said, "My mother just passed." She says, "I'm sorry, because my bill was large when I would leave the." My bill was large when I left the restaurant. Now I'm getting one. And I would get threefold. So all I'm just trying to tell you is, treat your loved ones with love and affection. And then let's treat each other with love. Sometimes correction got to be done. Don't get that mixed up. But let's treat each other with love, man. But watch the text. Jesus had departed from the coast of Tyre, Sidon, and behold, this Canaanite woman comes out the coast and cried unto him. Watch closely. This is the scene. Her daughter is grievously vexed. Her daughter has a mental problem. Let me digress again. Her daughter has a demonistic problem. And now we no longer talk about demons or demonistic problem. We have other name called bipolar. Nerve disorder. We got other names for it now. We don't call it, because demon possession sounds mighty harsh. Demonic problem sounds kind of harsh. Now we figured out we can give them some Adderall, your medication, and we can calm that beast on the inside. But this mother was desperate.
Yes, yes.
Any mother in the house ever been desperate before? Don't fool me here. Now give me a hand. Any mother in here ever been desperate? I mean, hold on, don't play with me here. I mean desperate where you would do anything for your child to come back to their original being. Can anybody identify with me in here? Rev, I've gone every step of the mile behind my child. This Canaanite woman, this woman from Canaan, she has no business being near Jesus.
Right, right, right.
Brother Deacons, she had all kind of obstacles.
Yeah, yeah.
She had all kind of problems, but she was persistent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which means she was consistent.
Yeah.
Are you persistent?
Yeah.
Are you consistent? Mm. Watch this. Are you persistent how you want Jesus?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Are you consistent?
Say it, Doc.
Yeah.
And how you praise?
Yeah.
Say it. Say it.
Watch this. Do you chase God every day?
You know God chase.
Are you persistent in Him knowing that you're grateful?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And are you consistent in your prayer life?
Yeah.
Where you are talking to Him on daily basis.
Yeah. Yeah.
Watch closely. Are you persistent and are you consistent? Because if you want to be a winner, you got to be consistent.
Yeah.
And if you want Jesus, then you got to be persistent.
Yeah.
You can't be a once a month Christian or a Christian every 6 months. That's not consistent and it's not persistent. But you got to want Him every day of your life. Morning, noon, and night, day in and day out, when trouble comes, you still is persistent. And you still is consistent with your prayer life.
Yeah.
That's right, preacher.
Are you persistent? Are you consistent? So this woman was persistent. Now, Rev, what else about this girl? Canaanite. Cana. She had a, she was a different race. She had a brown hue.
Amen.
She had a brownish color.
Yeah.
She didn't look Anglo-Saxon.
Well, mm-hmm.
Almost like today on Capitol Hill. She had a brownishness.
Yeah.
Her religion was different.
Yeah.
But the master was still the same. Watch closely. She had to deal with racism. Because she was tagged as part of the Gentile nation. Religious problem, race problem, female problem. She had to deal with rejection. What do you mean, Reverend? She had to deal with rejection.
Yeah,
she had to deal with rejection. But look what happened to the text. This woman, she comes out the coast and she cries, "Have mercy on me."
Yeah.
That's part of the prayer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh Lord, thou son, my daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. And, but he answered not a word. Not a word. Jesus is saying to you today, rest in me today.
Yeah.
I'm already at work with your situation.
Yeah.
Watch closely. Jesus don't say a word. But he's saying to someone today, don't worry. You may not hear me talking right now, but I'm already at work. I hear you calling, but I'm already at
work.
I saw your tears last night, but I'm already at
work.
You haven't got your deliverance yet, but I'm already at
work.
The payday hadn't come the way you think it should come, but I'm already at
work. Yeah.
With your problem, I'm already dealing with your healing.
Yeah,
you already. Yeah, I'm on it.
Son of David, he said, already at work with your life. He said, you know what? I'm already in the process of turning it around. Whatever you're going through, friends, I can turn it around. Deacon ministry, I can turn it.
Why?
I can turn it. Lashes, I can turn it. Around. Cousin Green, I can turn it. Turn it around.
Yeah, you can't. Nobody else.
You don't have to worry about it. You don't hear me talking back to you. Woo, but if you just stay there and wait a while, you'll see the salvation of the Lord.
Watch the text. Okay. This thing has got good. So the lady have already acknowledged that the young lady is grievously vexed with the devil. But Jesus don't answer a word in verse 23. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, first of all, now she's being rejected, because they says in verse 23 at the end of the clause, send her away. Anybody in the house have ever been rejected? The closest, I'm trying to find the word. The closest advisors to Jesus are saying, send her away.
Thank you for listening to the radio broadcast.